This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Caroline and Ezra on the evening edition. It's 5:09 p.m. Shortly after this, we're going to be talking a story about, I guess, what they're calling a citizen score. Because right now, all of our online profiles, you know, whether it's how many followers we have, whether it's the type of connections and relationships that we have with friends or brands or organizations, it creates this sort of online impression of one's profile, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, there is that. But, you know, there is a question of whether or not it matters, right? Mm. So we may not think it matters here, but it certainly does or will matter in China.
Yeah.
Because they're planning something that's going to be called the social credit system, I believe. Mm-hmm. Details are a little bit sketchy at this stage, but it's due to be up and running by 2020. So, you know, we know this, right? China's Great Firewall, they already control access to many websites. But anything, moving forward, anything that their citizens say or do on, say, WeChat and QQ could soon affect that social credit system rating.
Yeah, it is. I must say, when I sort of read the story about the social credit system, it felt a little like an episode of Black Mirror, where your value about your character, about your trustworthiness, about your online reputation, it's all revolving in this online sphere.
Yeah, but I don't know whether or not. So for us looking at it, it feels as though, you know, everybody knows what we're doing, right? So everything is happening online and we're very conscious about it. But we're talking China here. So, you know, the government in China, they've invested in, I think, what they're calling the world's biggest camera surveillance network. Mm. So it's nothing new to citizens, the Chinese citizens at least. They don't appear to be too concerned. In fact, they had a digital society index where they found out that Chinese consumers actually trust the digital economy more than any other nationality. Mm-hmm. 70% believe that it will have a positive impact on society. But what's also interesting is how the online profile translate, and if indeed it does, right? So with companies assessing, say, prospective employees based on their online profile, we know a lot of people that who do that. It should, I guess, come as no surprise to us that it's also happening with the online dating scene as well.
Wow.
Algorithms, you know, used to match potential partners.
In the same way that you would match potential employees, this is also done in your personal relationship life.
Yeah, I mean, it's not uncommon these days for people to find life partners online and what impact that has on relationships.
Well, the best way to do this is to speak to a relationship expert.
Yeah, that's right. So Violet Lim is the CEO of Lunch, actually. That's a personalized dating agency in Singapore that matches people based on their preferences. Violet, thank you very much for joining us on the show. Now, we all know, you know, the regular feels available on someone's social media profile, but do things like our religion or political beliefs actually help make for, I guess, better connections or relationships? Because, you know, there's, what about the conventional stuff, things like social standing and even bank accounts? Do these things not matter anymore?
Based on all the surveys that we have conducted in the past couple of years, the answers have been pretty consistent. So I'd say that for guys or men, definitely they are visual creatures. So they would usually place a lot more emphasis on outer appearances.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, like how the lady looks, you know, like whether she's pretty, she's pleasant looking, she's slim. So these qualities still are important to them. As for ladies, I would say that they are always on the lookout for someone who's confident, someone who carry themselves well. So I think this is a bit contrary to what people think, because a lot of times people kind of like feel that, oh, you know, is it like all women are just looking for a man with high social standing or a healthy bank account? But like I say, usually they are looking for someone who's confident, who carry themselves well, and in a way have the potential to do well in the future.
Right, right.
So, yeah, so my assumption is that on some level, these values are then projected on one's social media profiles, but all this curation seems a tad contrived and has this made us pickier, at least more skeptical about what we see online?
I would say it depends. You know, not everybody is getting too picky just because of social media, but I have to say that because social media do encourage people to have a better version of themselves or a more curated version of themselves. Sometimes, you know, people will engage in what I call elevator dating. So meaning, you know, like firstly they say, oh, no, I'm looking for someone who is very smart. And then you're like, okay, you know, like you manage to find a date who is like really smart. And then they're like, oh, okay, that's great. You know, let's say that's ground floor. Then, you know, they'll be like, let's go on to the first floor. Can I also have someone who is very smart and very good looking? You know, and then you provide them with a match that's such. And then they're like, okay, I wonder what is on the second floor. You know, could I have someone who is smart, good looking, and maybe a very good chef as well? And the list kind of continues, because I guess sometimes on social media, you know, people do, you know, there are a lot of jokes, you know, sometimes on social media or even Instagram, where people just kind of crop the photo to just show what they want. So I think, again, it's really important that we are realistic and also realize that social media or like the version that people kind of put out there is not really what they are all the time. I mean, like, you know, it could be like part of their life or sometime, you know, in a week or sometime in a month, that's how they are, but that's not who they are all the time. So I think it's still important to really focus on the important things, you know, like, do you have similar values? Are you compatible? Do you actually even like hanging out with each other? Do you have things to talk about? Because ultimately, those are the qualities that would really make or break a relationship or a marriage.
Right. But to even identify those basic values and, I guess, points of compatibility, do you think people these days are clearer about what they want in a partner?
Of course, I would say, you know, like on a scale of, you know, like 0 to 100, I don't think, you know, like people are completely comfortable to reveal exactly what they are looking for whatever reasons, because maybe they feel that they'll be judged. But I would say if they are going to invest a certain amount to look for someone with us, you know, it is better for them to really share in detail and honestly as well, because there's no point, you know, trying to beat around the bush. And at the end of the day, we find someone that might not be who they are looking for. And I think people understand that. And as a result, you know, they are more willing to share about what they are looking for.
So as we've talked about with dating, you only get to see what's on the surface. Would having a black and white info sheet, or I guess maybe a dating resume of potential partners, be the best bet to finding one's perfect match?
My answer to that is no. I don't think that it's good to be having a black and white info sheet or a dating resume when it comes to finding an ideal mate. I think there's no one perfect mate or one, you know, ideal mate out there for each of us. I think the challenge sometimes is when singles kind of think that, you know, they are looking for that perfect someone to complete them. And I think that's where a lot of them, you know, like get into those mistakes. I think it's better and more realistic to think of completing ourselves first and then to find someone to complement us rather than complete us. I think that's a much more healthier way to find a long-lasting relationship. And also, I think, you know, like by having a black and white info sheet or dating resume, it can also come across as not very authentic or not genuine.
Yeah.
So I would definitely advise against it.
Yeah, he just wants the easy way out, I guess, wants a black and white info sheet. So, now, you know, Fala, this may be an old school argument, but there's something I feel that's clinical, right, about using an online profile or algorithms to finding the lifelong partner. For example, you know, there are these services that require you to disclose your job, your income. Is that kind of clustering a good idea?
I think at the end of the day, like even right now, there are social classes when it comes to even dating apps, you know. So for example, like there are dating apps that, you know, people kind of think, oh, this is for the masses, you know, like they think that, oh, there are dating apps that, you know, kind of like just target a more elite class of people, you know, like people who are like professionals or executives. Or there are even like dating apps out there who kind of like target, you know, what they call like the more good looking people, the more beautiful people. So I think, you know, with or without, you know, people becoming a bit more aware or people like focusing more on social media, I think it is something that is evolving. And my advice would be to find a platform that you are comfortable with, that you can just be authentic, you can be genuine, because I always tell singers, it's like, yes, you know, you can play games when you are dating, you know, like it seems fun, but honestly, it's like you can't play games for the rest of your life, right? So I always feel honesty is the best policy. So it's better to build the fundamentals, the foundations of a relationship on something that's real, something that's authentic, and I think that will bring the couple a lot further, you know, as they continue the rest of their life together.
Violet, thank you very much for your insights and for your time. That was Violet Lim, the CEO of Lunch Actually. It's a personalised dating agency based out of Singapore. I've got some music.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.